10 minutes to 8 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. And on the 17th of June, you, well, the young people, have got a date with Godly Revolution at Choose Life Church. And that's the reason why we are speaking to Erich Postumus this morning. Erich, good morning.
Good morning, Janine.
Go to Facebook. Go see there how we are streaming so that you can see what the man looks like first thing in the morning. Erich, but you've been involved with Godly Revolution for all the years, isn't it, that Godly Revolution was presented?
Yeah, since the start. And what a privilege to grow with the young people. The festival was dormant now for about 8 years. But by the grace of God, we've picked it up this year for a new generation in a new way.
In a new way? How come? What's new?
Well, I think the worship slot is going to be so awesome this year. It will be presented by all the large youth churches in Pretoria. So we've got youth bands from Levende Woord, from Doxa, from 3CI. All of those churches have got this wonderful youth flavor for the worship slot. And then after it, a great message, altar call, and then Revelation Enterprises to take us deeper after that. So there's going to be a huge focus on worship, because I saw that there's a shift in the spirit. We've got a generation of worshiping warriors with the young people now in this generation.
Ah, that's the truth. That's the truth. And then also, you've got someone all the way from George, because he won a competition.
Yeah, Delano Uester. Wow. You and I were actually together at that evening when that competition was taking place. Laat ons juich by Kruiskyk. And it was just so cool. And this young man took the stage. I had no idea what to expect, but man, when he opened his mouth, it was like Josh Groban packed into a 16-year-old. I couldn't believe he was so young. But the anointing and the way he was singing, I was just so blessed. And I said, this guy has to go on stage. Young people must see him definitely at Godly Revolution.
Because that's the whole thing about Godly Revolution. The people on stage are young as well. The whole point is that you're speaking by young people, for the young people, because then they can relate best. That's what worked in the past for Godly Revolution as well, didn't it?
Amen, Janine, for sure. And also this year, we've got a Christian DJ. He's going to remix songs like God's Not Dead, He's Surely Alive, and all of those. And the sing-along power of that is just going to lift the roof. And we're going to throw off the ashes of COVID and just pick up a garment of praise this year.
And then I see we've got Straatligkinders and Metanoia. I mean, those guys actually were involved with the previous Godly Revolution. So you go get it then as well.
Yeah, it's quite a nice mix of the old and the new. And also we've got CJ flying him in all the way from Jeffreys Bay, or jumping onto the aeroplane in Port Elizabeth. And a wonderful new thing we put in from I Am Youth this year is Given. He's going to do some word art for us, and he's also going to be one of the MCs. So I really believe it's going to be representative of South Africa, the way we look, and also the way the youth look and feel.
But I think it's a great idea to get the youth bands of the churches in Pretoria involved with this, because then they can bring their youth. And that's why that whole atmosphere is that way. You've got a lot of young people. I think sometimes Christian young people in a school setting feel very, very isolated, that they feel they want a very few. But then you get together at a place where you've got thousands of young people together. It must be a boost for their faith as well to be surrounded by so many young people who feel the exact same way they do.
Most indeed, Janine. The testimonies that we get is just amazing. People, you know, from the small towns, from the Platteland. I also listened to Uncle Angus this morning, and the power of the people of the Platteland and the farmers, and that's so beautiful. So a lot of the small towns around Pretoria, the Delmas, Cullinan, Rayton, those guys are going to rock up in their numbers and just experience what it's like to be strong as Christians. As the Hope song was playing this morning, we are stronger together. People taking hands, shining their lights and making a difference. And I think that's part of the testimonies that we get of young people that couldn't believe how strong Christians are when we are together. They just felt it, God's power, when there's unity. And God is living under the praises of his people.
And I think lots of, if you're now talking about Platteland, people are a little further away, they don't have the luxury of this youth band with all the bells and whistles that goes with it. And they can actually bring their young people that evening to experience something they couldn't otherwise experience.
Yes, for sure, Janine. But in this message now, I've got some good news and bad news.
Yeah.
The good news is it's going to go big. It's going to be life-changing. It will be held at Choose Life Church from 5:30 till 9:30. But the bad news is we can only sell 650 tickets.
Where?
We thought we could maybe sell 1,000 tickets. But you know what? Due to COVID regulations, and if we go unvaxxed, it means we will not ever drive those vaccine passports. We will allow everybody, because especially children in schools, not all of them are vaccinated. So we don't want to exclude anybody. And that way we are capped to only use half of the venue capacity. But then God gave us a wonderful idea. Like Wim Angus always says, but God.
Yeah.
And this is it. I believe Godly Revolution will go bigger this year than ever before. 650 people live at the event, but then we do live streaming to all the Platteland dorpies, and they have their own event at their church, broadcasting the signal, having it as their own team building and just faith building events at many, many, many churches. I'm even speaking to people in Namibia now, Cape Town, George, all over the country, many festivals jumping up.
That's so exciting. But then you'll go get the mayor's big screen TV. You know, that one guy in church has got the biggest TV.
I like that, to have cooking tea at the mayor's house on his lawn,
yes!
Watch it on the big screen.
Borrow the biggest TV you can get to make it. I mean, because it's young people, they need the big TVs to get out there. Okay, give us all of the details. We know it's on the 17th, and we know the 650 first ones who book can actually go there. How do they book? What's the contact details?
Thank you, Janine. There's only one place to get your tickets, only one place that sells it, online, Quicket, Quicket. It's the meaning of quick ticket, so Quicket. And on there, you search the word Godly Revolution, and then you can buy, I think there's only about 6 or 7 of these tickets, and that is a family ticket. It means you pay for 4 people, and you get 2 tickets free. So that's a whole car of people for only 600 Rand. The rest of the tickets are 150 Rand per person on Quicket. And then also you can make contact with me if you want to do a block booking. Let's say you've got a church of 50 people. You want to make a block booking for them or for 10 people. Be sure to contact me and I can assist you with that.
And the number is?
Okay. People can WhatsApp me on 083-419-6262. I'll repeat it. 083-419-6262. Send me a WhatsApp and I'll help you to make a block booking for your youth today.
Okay, so we'll put it on Facebook. It's been streaming. So we'll put his number as well as the link to the Quicket ticket sale so you can go there, and then we'll see you on the 17th.